So last time that we did one of these Beer for Breakfast podcasts, and Audrey joined us, by the way, welcome back. It's great to have you.
Thanks.
Excited. We got so drunk that I don't even think we posted it because we were like, I don't really remember what we said because Mahoney brought in like four different beers for us to try.
Oh, you're going to blame this on me.
Well, you would think that we would have learned our lesson, I think is my point. And here we sit today, again, on a Friday with like three or four beers
just
to try.
We're just going to crack the two.
We just got the two today.
It's a new year. It's a new us. I know a lot of people have a lot of resolutions that they're going through right now. And, you know, we're just going to ease our way into 2019, Dave.
All right. So any resolutions for you? Like, are you saying I'm turning the corner on anything here in 2019?
Yeah, but I've already broken them all. So, I mean,
really?
I can
all
like try. Yeah, well, there's
really?
Only like two. So. Mm. Not cussing. And that's not fucking worked out very well at all. No, but I'm just like trying to like reel it in and think of like more clever ways.
Why the no cussing?
I just think that if I say I'm going to be more clever and creative in that, and if I use the F word so much, then maybe it'll just like instill some other type of creativeness within me. So.
Okay.
Maybe. Is that how that works? I don't know.
Maybe it's possible. Sure.
Sure.
What was the other one?
Saving money, and it's also not going well.
Well, but you're getting married in like a couple hours, right?
Yeah, right. Literally an
Pretty much. So, I mean, this is not like an optimal saving time for you.
Nah, maybe after next Sunday.
Next Sunday, you're getting married next Sunday? Okay. But you guys aren't going on the immediate honeymoon or anything,
nope.
Right? Okay, that's good. How long are you going to wait?
Well, he's a teacher, so he has the entire summer off, so probably just summer.
Probably summer.
Yeah.
Summer makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's also the most expensive, which is unfortunate because, as you know, my fiance also in education, and anytime we book a trip in the summer, it's always like peak prices.
Yeah.
Thanks, kids. Appreciate it. You're awesome.
So both of your significant others have incomes. Tell me what that's like.
It's pretty great.
Quit bitching about vacation prices, you son of a bitch.
It's pretty great. And neither one of us have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, super fair.
And on that note,
yes.
So you may notice that we have two glasses in front of us, Dave, and the beer that we are featuring first is the Weather Control. This is a hazy American IPA, and it has 7.5% alcohol by volume. Pour this one into the smaller cup if you want to pour it into it.
All right. And this is a couple of more beers from
Modern Times,
yes, which is, I would say, our favorite brewery as we sit.
Yeah, you know, they've become my favorite brewery. I mean, I've yet to taste a beer from them that's bad. And as you've heard on this Beer for Breakfast podcast, many times they are constantly churning out new stuff, and we've got new stuff from them as well. This one is a little bit harder to find. This was purchased at one of their Dankness Dojos. That's the one in downtown L.A. They've got a couple.
Dankness Dojo.
Yeah, it's called the Dankness Dojo. That's in downtown Los Angeles. They've got the Flavor Dome in North Park. They've got the thing in Point Loma.
Wait, what are all these things?
These are amazing names.
These are locations.
They have a place in downtown L.A. called the Dankness
Dome?
Yeah,
it's like a tap room.
Or the Dankness Dojo?
Dankness Dojo.
That's
and then
so
you've
awesome.
Got the Flavor Dome, which
the
is
Flavor Dome.
North Park, San Diego. You've got one up in Point Loma. You've got the Belmont Fermatorium, which is in Portland, and the Far West Lounge in Encinitas. So they've got quite a few, and more are coming every day. Like I said, this brewery, as much as we love for them to sponsor this segment, they don't. But if they would like to, that's cool.
They've never given us a penny.
No, they have not.
Yeah. But so these are legit reviews. We're not just some paid shills.
No. But
although we're available for that, too.
We are available for that, too. Easily. But they're growing at a ridiculous rate. They're, you know, just under almost 6 years old at this point. They've got like 400 plus employees. It's employee owned. And I mean, it is growing like crazy, and they have got a ton of beers. So this particular beer, available at those places. So this one did not make its way to Las Vegas, but if you're in Southern California and you stop by any of the Modern Times facilities, you can pick up this one. It's called Weather Control. And I believe.
So how did you get your hands on this if it's not here in Las Vegas?
I spent a lot of time down in Southern California at Disneyland, and it's about 30 minutes away from Disneyland. And you can stop in there and pick yourself up some.
Do you fly or drive?
Oh, we drive. We drive. We like, I know a lot of people like, you know, because it's about 250 miles from Las Vegas to Anaheim.
Pretty decent clip, yeah.
But realistically, if you're leaving Las Vegas on a Friday night and you're going west, the traffic's really not
You're going that- against traffic because everyone from L.A. is yeah. coming up to Vegas on Friday night. And then when you're returning normally on Sunday, you just see the wall of cars headed
and
back.
And if you're going to Anaheim and not downtown downtown Los Angeles, traffic's really not that bad.
Not
so
bad.
We get down there 3.5, sometimes 4 hours if we take a pit stop at the Eddie World,
yeah.
out just out of Yuma.
Well, if you're flying, it's really not even different because you have to get there at a certain amount of time, like an hour and a half before, and then your flight is like X amount of time, so it's really about the same.
A little bit. You might save a little bit of time, but like we like having our own car because we drive around Southern California when we're down there. So
let me blow your mind real quick. There is a thing called Jet Suite X that I just did for the first time, and it runs between here and Southern California. Also Northern California and a couple other spots. But all basically in the Southwest, you go to like a private hangar, and it's basically the same price as like a Southwest ticket. It's crazy. You don't have to go through security. You just walk.
How did you find out about this?
Someone was telling me about it, and they're like, you got to try it. And sure enough, you try it out, and you go to a private hangar. You can park your car there. You just leave it. You get on the plane. You fly, and no security, no like waiting for an hour and a half, free Wi-Fi, free drinks on the plane, the whole bit.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Jet
so like
X,
you're like a celebrity for...
It's like being a celebrity, but being a poor, normal person.
Yeah. It's like flying Southwest, but not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's for the same price.
Not a lot of people know about it, I don't think. So it's pretty
cool.
They
advertise a little bit on social media, but I've never seen like major commercials anywhere. I haven't heard them on any radio stations or anything like that. So,
do you know who was on my flight, speaking of celebrities? Frasier. Kelsey Grammer was on my flight. And I'm like,
Is he nice?
I didn't talk to him.
Know.
Like I figured the whole point of him doing that was so he didn't have people bugging him in the airport.
Rare.
And I didn't want to be like that. You're play the guy on the radio, and guess what I do for a living? And he's like, shut up.
You poor, sit in the back.
Get out of here, you poor commoner.
You're like, but I'm on the same flight as you.
And he's like calling his agent. He's like, you son of a bitch, you booked me on a flight with poor, normal people. I told you not to do this.
Thing we like.
That's a pretty good accent. I like that.
The thing we like about the road trip is mostly the road trip because it's, you are in a car for 3.5 hours with your significant other and, it's a good time to catch up, especially like if we leave on a Friday because even during the week, she's busy and I'm, as you guys know, very, very,
very sleepy.
Very busy.
Yeah. Very sleepy.
I didn't nap today, sir.
Oh, you didn't?
I tried. I couldn't fall asleep.
Too much sleep last night.
Too much sleep last night. But I feel like that it's a good time to, connect with your significant other. So we like doing the road trip.
That is really cute.
Do you and the soon-to-be husband travel well together?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Because he always drives and I always sleep. So it's really great.
I'm sure he loves that.
Oh, he actually really does. He's like, the more mute I am, the better.
Because if you're awake the whole time, he's just like...
Yeah, and I'm like poking him. Yeah. I'm like freaking the Dumb and Dumber. Like, what's the most annoying sound in the world? Yeah, that's me and all every road trip.
Please go to sleep. Please go. He's like, no, just have a drink of this. You're like, what is it?
It's drugs.
Don't worry about...
That's exactly it.
All right, so you went down to Southern California, you did some Disneying, and you got this in the process. And I've only taken a sip so far, but good find.
Yeah. No, I think it's a really good. I mean, hazy IPAs are, the last couple of years have been the big boom in the craft beer world. There's some of them are moving on to Brutes. I'm not really sold on Brutes just yet. Brute IPAs, they're not as crushable. I mean, the thing about the hazy IPAs, they're juicy, and especially this one from Modern Times. I feel like this one is very, very juicy, and at 7.5% ABV, still pretty high ABV, goes down very easy.
Yeah, I mean, normally if you go to a, any bar in the middle of nowhere and you order an IPA and it's getting in that 7 to 8 range, it's going to be not an easy drinking beer, right?
Yeah, no.
You're really going to kind of taste that alcohol. This at 7.5%, goes down really easy.
Yeah, it's another solid beer. But like I said, you got to pick it up at one of those locations. But we've got the beer that we're going to be featuring after this, I think, is going to be a real treat for you and you, Dave, and you, Audrey, because Dave, you drink coffee every single morning.
I do.
And Audrey is also a coffee drinker, and her favorite beer style is what is it? Porter stouts.
Porter stouts, straight to the veins. Let's go. I love them. They're so good.
Well, you seem like the type of person that really needs coffee
at all times.
Yeah. You're like, you definitely need to bring that up a level.
I know,
or
right?
Two.
I'm so just over the top at all times. Let's just basically. just get it right to it. Yeah, no.
You know, the best thing that that my wife got me for Christmas was the new Keurig that can make like the lattes and the cappuccinos and all that stuff. I don't really like lattes or cappuccinos, so I know that she just got me a gift that was for her.
Yeah.
But
smart,
whatever.
Smart,
like,
smart.
I like coffee first thing in the morning, but like having a Keurig that doesn't like shake and take 45 minutes to warm up. Excellent gift.
I just bought some. I was over at Corey's Fine Wine and Spirits, which is down there, Eastern St. Rose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're one of the best beer shops in the city. I spent a decent amount of money, and he's like, "Hey, man, I've got some of the Modern Times coffee. If you want to check that out."
Was it like in a back room?
Yeah.
Like walk through the beads?
It was two western doors.
Two western doors. Do you get that reference? That was like a thing that you had to do when you used to go to like the adult film section at a Blockbuster.
At a grocery store too.
It was always like the two western like saloon style doors that you had to walk through.
No.
Oh yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
And you were always, normally they squeaked or the beads go.
Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't really as loud as you perceived it to be.
It's like when you're eating crunchy food or like Captain Crunch
at
in
a
your
movie
mouth.
Theater or something. Yeah. You're like, so you'd think as you were walking back that everyone knew that you were, and most people did. But yeah, they used to have like a separate room where they had the adult films, and that was a thing back in the day when there was video stores.
Well, I remember like Blockbuster, and I remember ours though in Alabama had it was like a half, you know how they had them, just like a tiny tower separating those to the whole giant wall of like nudie videos. And I just remember being like, oh, okay, that's what those are. Because as I was getting older, I was just like, I've seen a lot of Girls Gone Wild MTV commercials. Is that what these are? I had no
also,
idea.
like back in the day, you used to have to kind of get shamed. Like if you wanted to go to town on yourself, you had to like go to your local Blockbuster, and Melinda or whoever it is that's working the front desk is gonna know that you're gonna furiously go home and spank it to Big Black Chicks 12.
What's even more gross? Oh, that's so disgusting. What's even more gross though is that I'm sure that they had like the regulars.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
And he's like, I've been through them all. I'm going to start back at the beginning.
They're rented, too, that somebody else had that before you. It's one thing if it's yours, but somebody else, and who knows where their VCR has been.
And you have to touch it.
You have to touch it.
Or what's been in that VCR.
And it's a special kind of like you didn't rewind. Like it's different with that because you're like,
you know exactly
you were
where
so caught up in the moment that you forgot to rewind this thing.
But you're also like, you know exactly where it ended.
You're like, jot this down. 38:27 is a good moment. Circle.
Yes.
Little notes for whoever's next. That's awful.
So we had, when I was a young man, getting pornography was a much more perilous track.
It took work?
Yes.
It took work?
You would go into the woods to see one areola on a old-ass Playboy that was 30 years old.
You'd sit there and watch the scrambled channel for a glimpse of an areola and just be like, as soon as you saw the areola, you're like,
So when I was in about eighth grade, and this has got to be, 1994,
yeah.
So somewhere in that range. So, young man, like probably 13 years old, right? What, eighth grade? 13,
sure.
14?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 14, 13, 14 years old.
Depends on if you were held back at like second grade.
Well, my birthday's on July 31st. It's the cutoff date.
Yeah.
August 1st. Yeah.
Sure, your parents were
like, cut off.
This one's slow.
Good at football. We want to be good at football.
We want him to be big.
Well, they got part of that.
Yeah.
So we discovered our friend's dad's porn cache. Because there was none of that in my house. Like we had computers, but like the computer was in like a kind of a, like a normal area, and video wasn't nearly as prevalent as it is today. So you could like download photos back then, but there was no like video going on back then. So
I feel like the placement of the computer has changed over the years because of how
accessible porn is.
People
absolutely.
Use the computer for porn a lot.
Yeah,
like it used to be. The computer was in like the living room or the kitchen or something, and now it's like, well, let's just squirrel that thing away because frankly, like what happens with this computer doesn't need to be seen by everyone.
I mean, some people I know have computers that are solely for those sorts of things. They've got like their work computer, like my work computer, and then they have other computers.
Their porn computer?
Are you saying some people
Mac?
Like
no,
you? You mean
no? No, I'm
you,
not saying no. I'm you. Not. I don't save that. Why would I save that?
You used to. You used to have a special folder.
Well,
you used to tell me about.
Yeah, I do. But that was for other stuff.
A special folder?
That was a mutual assured destruction folder.
Oh, my God.
So when he's with some girl, if he sent a picture of his junk, then he's like, I got pictures of you, too.
It's in the folder labeled junk.
Mutual assured destruction. So going back to the stash, the cash that we discovered. So you talked
about.
What
did you find in there? Do you remember opening the box like it was the Covenant of the Lost Ark?
Oh, yeah. But we found a video, and my friend loaned the video. To me, but like, let me borrow it for the weekend.
You go home and enjoy yourself, son.
But the thing that we had to make sure was because his dad did not rewind the tape, so we figured that
you had to leave it off at the exact right time, right?
You had to get it back to that exact moment.
Yep.
When you were done with it.
Oh. How weird to have that shared experience.
Yes.
You, your friend, and your friend's dad.
Just an awful, you know, but like, I think we've progressed in a lot of ways. Yeah. So, you know, kids these days, they, you know, or teenage boys these days don't know, they don't know the strife
they
that we
had to
get
through. They
don't
know the struggles.
But see, there's been a number of studies that we've seen about this over the years where like, it used to be that every single bit of porn was geared towards guys. Mm-hmm. And now it's almost 50-50 on consumption.
Absolutely.
Are you one of those people that you're like, I'm fine just saying that I'm a girl and I watch porn?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
because everybody does. It's right. Like it's one of the leading things that people watch on the internet.
Yeah. I do know people who don't. I do.
They're boring.
Some people.
Yeah.
Some people don't, but it's like a conscious decision. Most of the people that I know that don't are like doing it for religious reasons or like because they have a deal in their relationship or whatever it is.
They got. Well, who was it? Terry Crews, man. Terry Crews was the first major celebrity to come out and say that
I was addicted to porn.
And like
there was a story we talked about on the show this morning. There was a teacher, a substitute teacher in Ohio that was watching porn at his desk. Like, playing with it while the kids were in the... I mean, like, he's sitting there watching his phone. Like, you talk about an addiction.
That's an addiction.
And you don't really think about it in the terms of, like, it's like a drug, right? Where, like, you have a drug problem that ruins your life. This guy was actually doing that. I can't imagine being, you know, that consumed by something. But this guy was one of those dudes.
Oh, my God.
Locking his ass
up. Sick.
Okay, let me ask you guys an honest question. Do you have, like, a specific video that's, like, your go-to video?
No.
It's like a theme?
I think when I was younger, maybe.
No? Really?
When I was younger, like 15, but not since then.
Okay.
Porn is just one of those, like, there's so many things to fit everyone's niche.
Yeah.
Now that it's just kind of like, if something's super scary and alarming on that front page, do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes there's that front page and you're like,
the front page has all kinds of creepy
second.
Stuff. Yeah, it's like stepbrother and stepsister. You're like, stop it with that. Yeah. Can you just stop it with that?
When did that become popular?
That's not a thing. Nobody likes
stop
that.
Stop that. You can
and
filter that.
Every single one.
If you want to feel like a real degenerate, Dave, but if you want to.
Oh, you have filters?
No, I don't, but I know.
Yeah, but
I know
others.
I want a filter.
A friend of mine.
I want a filter. Tell me how.
But you're going to feel like a real big degenerate when you do this. You have to sign up and make an account. It doesn't cost you anything, but you have to have an account that you log into, but then you can tailor it to any way that you want to do it.
I'm still one of the shame porn watchers where I'll go in and I'll watch specifically what I want. And I actually do have like kind of like there's a video that I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is the you guys figured out what I like and you put it all in a compilation. Uh-huh. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Compilation.
Best hits.
Yeah. And so I'll go in and I'll watch
it. Is that Freedom Rock? Turn it up.
As soon as I'm done, I'm like, oh, I can't believe
why
it.
Why would I watch this?
I think that's pretty fair and super normal, though. Like the shame that you feel afterwards because it's like, you're not supposed to do it. You're like, we're all in relationships and it's like,
but are you
the
not supposed
feeling.
To do it? I mean,
no,
that's just the way that society
that's
how weird that we were raised like that.
All of us.
Like, you guys aren't parents yet, but I assume that one day that's in the cards for the both of you. Like, can you imagine having a talk with your kids where you're like, if you do that, you're going to go blind or you're going to get hairy palms?
I don't think
palms.
My parents ever had hairy that conversation. Palms. My parents did find, you know, because we had a computer and I thought I was usually pretty good about like.
Scrubbing.
Like, yeah. like clearing the cache and things of that nature. But one time I think I left it open.
Oh, no.
And so that was the only time I think I had a conversation with like my dad and my mom about that. And I think I heard like a story like that 14
reversed one time. 14. And I think it was a guy that called into the show one morning who said that his dad asked him for some help with his iPad. And so he pulls open the iPad and he opens up whatever browser
the
it
history.
Was. And it was just like
porn, 15 porn.
Tabs of porn. And he's like,
you wonder why your computer's running slow.
Like, dad. But like,
did close some tabs.
Having it the other direction.
Oh no! You don't
much worse. Much worse.
You
yeah.
do not want to go down
okay.
that.
So let me sidebar a little bit further here because there was actually a thing. So
say what your dad's interests are.
You don't want to know.
Big booty women
or your mom's.
Yeah, your mom, right?
Oh my God.
Oh no! You don't want to know that. So my buddy, when I was growing up, my best friend, his parents had one of those big satellite dishes outside of their house.
Oh yeah, my grandparents had one.
And
of those.
He used to know how to like hit this sequence of buttons. Where it would then pick up the porn channels.
That's genius.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was like, he was like entering a nuclear code. It was unbelievable. Like, you'd have to push like 60 buttons and then sure enough. But of course, he's a horny little teenager, and so he figured out how to do it.
When you are set on something, we will figure it out.
But one day he came to me, he's like, dude, I got to tell you something. I'm like, what? He's like, I found out that my dad is doing the same thing. After my mom goes to sleep at night, he'll sneak downstairs.
Enter the code.
And he'll enter the code. And I'm like, how do you know that? He's like, one night I woke up and I just wanted to go to the bathroom and I kind of heard some noise. And he's like, and I snuck over to the stairs and looked down. And his dad had, do you remember the vibrating recliners?
Yes.
Oh, no.
His dad had a vibrating recliner downstairs in the basement that he'd turn on and just...
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, it's so disturbing.
God. That's like a
That's not even
double
leather.
Whammy.
It wasn't leather.
No.
It was fabric.
Of course it wasn't.
Oh, my God. That's pretty terrifying. Do you think, though, that the reason why you got into porn at a certain age is because you found your parents or you found your friends or your friends found it? Like, the introduction happened at a certain time?
We had the internet at my house. So there was like, you know, I could figure out like how to get to certain sites. You know, get around the age filters that were on, because even back then, like 93, 92, they weren't even really that big of a thing. You just had to figure out how to cover your tracks back then to, you know, make sure, because my dad's an IT guy. So, you know, trying to outsmart the IT guy
who does that for a living. Right. Yeah. It's tough.
A challenge, but even more so because we didn't have cable modems until I was like a senior in high school. So the time, like, I don't know if you remember this, Audrey, but when you wanted to get on the internet, you had to dial into an ISP.
AOL was my era.
Yeah.
Then you had that sound that.
Yep. And you used to like take a pillow and smother the thing.
It's a silencer late at night. Yes. Yeah. To try to muffle that so you don't wake up your parents.
Oh, to watch your porn.
Well, you weren't even watching porn. You were just looking at photos.
Right. There was a website called PicPost. I don't know if it was PicPost.net or PicPost.com, but it was PicPost. And sure enough, like, you'd go through and it'd be like 23-year-old blonde MILF or whatever. And you click on it. And it would like slowly
do chunks.
And so you're like going to town and it's like, okay, here it comes. Nipples. All right. Here it comes. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
See, I had kind of a weird introduction to it because for me, it was like contraband. Like, I grew up in a very conservative house. Like, there was none of that ever anywhere. Not allowed. Very taboo. And same thing with a lot of like the friends that I had, because I knew those kids from like youth group and church and stuff like that. But sure enough, of course, there's a couple of dirtbags in there.
Always.
Me being one of them.
Yeah.
And one of my friends gave me it was a penthouse forum letter. So it wasn't like a full-on penthouse where they had like the pictures and the centerfold. It was a forum letters that was about this big, and it was like stories. It was like really sexy stories about
erotica.
Oh, yeah.
But it kind of messed me up because I didn't know any different, and I thought like every dude had a 13-inch dong.
Oh, yeah.
And it was always like that. It was always a central part of the story.
Yeah.
And I'm reading all these stories, and I'm like,
it's devastating.
Like, when am I going to grow up?
So you're like 7 or however old you are. Like, what'd you say, 13 or something?
I was probably like 13, 14, somewhere in there. Yeah. And then sure enough, like, it really kind of like made me think that, boy, I got some work to do to catch up. And then I realized it's just all white guys have little ones. It's fine.
Yeah. That's not a myth.
Yeah. It's not. I'm Scottish. Who are we kidding?
You know,
Scottish.
I'm just very tall.
We're good at drinking and fighting. All the other stuff, you know, it happens.
We're not concerned.
No one's really going to have a good time. Just try to pretend like you're enjoying it.
So
it's about the motion of the ocean, baby.
I remember when like video first came out. So like I was on like the I didn't have AOL. I never had AOL growing up. I had like AOL Instant Messenger, but I never we dialed into another ISP, like a local ISP because
so you were like the one family in America that did not sign up for AOL.
Never had any AOL.
There was something other than AOL.
So I was never introduced to chat rooms. So like when I was like 18, 19, Yahoo had one. And
those got me in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I feel like...
What do you mean they got you in a lot of trouble? Did you didn't like move to Canada to meet some guy that you just met on the internet, did you?
Nope. I want to hear your story first. No.
Well, continue. Around 18 or 19 years old, like the first girl like I ever dated after the girl I was dating
high school
in high school.
Yeah.
The one after that, like I met her through like a Yahoo chat room.
Which back then it was taboo to meet somebody
but
online.
But she was hot. She was like super hot. Like I was like one of these things. Like I'm either gonna get murdered
or I'm gonna get laid.
Because
I'll take
2001. Like dude, that was the Wild West back then.
It really was. Yeah.
You really had no idea.
You got
I actually think it was a better time back then when it was just perverts and tech savvy people.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Mostly we're on.
See, at least you knew what you were getting. One or the other. Yeah.
And so I ended up meeting her.
How old were you?
I was 18 and I was 19 and she was 18.
And she was normal.
And she was normal. She was very attractive.
Did you guys have the sex or not?
We did, but it was not good.
Oh, boy.
Aww. I mean, it was good for me, but like there was no...
wasn't good for her. So things have changed.
But it was one of those things where you're so worried...
Overhyped or no?
About like the first time that this is going to happen. So I did some practice. A couple times.
You did the old Ben Stiller.
Yeah,
About Mary. Yeah.
Like twice.
Uh-huh.
And that leading up to that, so there was no crossing to the finish line when the actual act happened.
So that was the first time that you ever hooked up with her and you couldn't get there, huh?
Yeah.
And so
dang.
I mean, it wasn't like things, like it was just
anxiety
it was going forever.
Too.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
like anxiety too.
You're 19
There's
years
all
old,
the things.
But
yeah.
she became a lesbian.
No, she did not.
I swear. She is.
Is she still a lesbian to this day?
Do you ever keep up
with her on
social
media?
We're not friends on any social media or anything like that.
Hmm.
But she
became a lesbian right after that?
Not too long.
Okay.
Not too long. So I don't know if she was just like experimenting with
Do
you think that maybe she sees it a different way? Because did you tell her that you had...
No.
Okay,
so
what if she sees it the other way where she's like...
You should have. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that before.
As a 19-year-old boy, you're very
self-conscious.
That's absolutely normal. There's all of that stuff.
Like, I didn't want to get naked. Like, I was 6 foot, so I'm 6'4", 6'5". But at the time, I weighed about 170 pounds.
Isn't it funny how like at the time, you're like, I'm too skinny to take off my clothes.
Well, but I was too. Yeah. I mean, I looked like a toothpick.
Yeah,
it was not. Yeah. It was not.
But do you think that maybe she tells the story a different way? Like, I once encountered this.
But
man.
I wasn't her first, though.
He was 6'4", 6'5".
And he lasted
170
all
pounds
night long.
And he couldn't stop. And that's when I realized men are too much for me.
I don't think that was.
No.
And the best part.
Wait, that would have been a good story, though.
Yeah.
My parents' basement.
All right.
Ooh.
So, okay. Because I'm sure that you remember this moment. How did it end? Like, because like there's normally a very natural end to things. And since there wasn't, where you're just like,
all right,
well,
this isn't. Did you fake it?
No. I was,
guys
was,
can't fake
you
it.
You can't, like...
I mean, I guess if you have a... Yeah, whatever.
But
like,
no.
There's a way, I guess.
There is, but yeah. There was no faking it. I think I was like, I got to go to the bathroom.
All right.
Or actually just started crying.
All right, so how did you get in trouble from chat rooms? Because it seemed like there was a good story.
Okay,
there.
So basically, so I guess AOL started becoming like really popular, like the chat rooms, and they had like the teen chat rooms, mm-hmm. which merged into, oh my God, there's other chat rooms out there. And it kind of just transcended into this like weird vortex of like, oh, there's people who want to see like pictures of things. And I didn't take pictures of myself, but I was able to find pictures online.
So you had fake pictures that you would send to people?
Whatever his name is. What's the guy who does the show?
Chris Hansen?
Yes, Chris Hansen could have used me as like a freaking little catfish. I was like, here's a picture, bloop. And my parents found all that and they were like, who's making you do this? And I was like, honestly, I'm just like curious and 12. Like, I really don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
you know? Like, God, I'm sorry, it's not that deep. Nobody's getting pictures of me at age 12. I'm just pretending to be these cute women.
That's
actually 12 in an 18-year-old chat room.
Wow.
Terrible, right?
Yeah.
But when you're like, it's like one of those things.
You're
where
curious. You want to know. You're
absolutely.
You're inquisitive as a young person.
And you've always lived in an environment where nothing really bad has happened to you, so you feel safe, right? Like you're in your house.
Like as a parent, that makes you go, "Oh my god!" Or as an adult, you go, "Oh my god, that's crazy."
It's crazy.
But as a kid, you don't know any better.
Well, let me preface with this: it all started whenever DirecTV. You know, like you're not that far away from the movie channels and the porn channels. So that's what started it, and it like triggered something in my brain, so and I saw it.
Yeah,
yes.
And so now you realize that there's a whole other adult world out there.
Yes. Yeah. So I saw that, and I was like, oh shit, like what is, like it kind of was like a trigger in my brain. I was like, oh my God, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this is something that people do. And it was just like a whole new world of, oh my God, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And I blame DirecTV, and I have them till this day.
You're still paying back
loyal.
That debt.
Don't go into the 500 section.
I remain loyal to DirecTV.
It is always strange with DirecTV where you're like, well, would you like to buy a pay-per-view? Would you like to buy a vacuum or see a chick getting plowed by 9 guys at the same time?
Yeah. I'm trying to get Manny Pacquiao's boxing match.
Oh my God.
Why is it always about milk? Because it's always awkward when you're like flipping through it at your
house.
Yes,
it's right next to it.
Yeah.
It's right next to it.
Why do you got to put it that close?
Yeah, man, let's just have the saloon doors or the beaded curtains so that you have to go to a different area. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Like have a couple channels that nobody watches in between.
Yeah.
Like soccer. You just put some soccer channels in there. And that comes from a soccer fan. I played soccer. But put something that not very many people are going to watch in between.
Yeah.
Like ping pong.
Anything. So have you moved on to the second one yet?
Are you
on the first
one? No, I mean, we still have. We can move on to the second one now.
No, I just didn't know. I mean, it looked like you had a lot over there.
I just didn't know if you poured
the second one already or if I missed
it. I'm
getting anxious. Should we chug this? Like, are we just going to put it in a new cup? I have a lot left. Do you have a whole beer?
We have a whole beer.
I don't want to rush you guys. I'm just...
No, it's all good.
Thirsty.
I've been liberally enjoying this, I guess.
Did you finish your can already?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the heck in heck?
Let's start on the next one then. This is why we brought multiple cups.
Here, I'll take this down and pass it around.
All right, so the second beer that we are going to be featuring
today
on Beer for Breakfast is the Nitro Black House with coffee, coconut, and cocoa. Or just cocoa. But why is there an A on the end of it?
Because it's drama.
Why are they doing that? So
to make you say cocoa.
This has...
And cocoa. What?
This has 5.8% alcohol by volume, 40 IBUs, and this is a nitro can, so Dave... With that, this is why we had the pint glasses that are...
This is the one you pour aggressively.
We want to pour very aggressively into our glass to release that nitrogen. All right.
Oh, you got it.
Is it going to overflow?
It might, so just be careful. And it'll take a minute. You can see all that nitrogen in there and just... Oh, man. This thing is... A thing of beauty.
I'm so excited about this. I'm pretty sure I tagged you in this, right? On Instagram?
You did. This one is available all throughout the Las Vegas Valley. It just got released. This is one of the bi-monthly releases that Modern Times does. This one is going to be available January through February. So you still have plenty of time to go out and get this and check it out. And it is a little bit different. The formula is different than what they do with their normal Black House, because they have a normal Black House coffee, or excuse me, a normal Black House normal Black House stout. But this has, they're using different malts, all sorts of different ingredients into this nitro version for this monthly release. So if you...
It's got quite the nose on it.
I mean, if you look at it, it is creamy as hell. I mean, that
so
is...
So just to put it into terms that you're probably familiar with, it looks reminiscent of like what a Guinness looks like, right?
Yes,
where it's really black, and then it's got that thick, frothy head to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you take a whiff of that, and the nose on that, you just get a huge hit of coffee
and a lot of sweetness in there as well. Yeah,
yeah. You can.
It smells awesome.
It smells kind of like if you got like a caramel macchiato or something like that. Where if you took a big smell of it, you get a lot of the sweetness, a lot of the coffee in there, and then just maybe just a touch of the alcohol. The alcohol is definitely not overwhelming in the nose.
Yeah, it's not a high, it's not super high in ABV. 5.8 is, you know, that's pretty average. That's like a Budweiser pretty much at this point. But you know, it looks like it's settled, so we can all take a drink. You got a little bit of a milk mustache.
I was
gonna
say nice.
that
head
creepy.
Is probably one of my favorite parts on. These stout
Life?
Beers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah. That as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, and it looked, like I said, it drinks kind of like a Guinness, and when you describe it like that, that this is not a heavy beer. I mean, though it is dark, this is actually, I would say this is light to medium bodied, somewhere right in between those two, you know, because it's not real heavy at all and goes down pretty easy, but that big flavor of coffee just kind of overwhelms the taste buds.
It does and it doesn't. So like, because I drink my coffee black, right? And so like, it really kind of like punches you in the tongue, mm-hmm. much like if you're drinking an IPA, it has the same sort of effect. I like that. This dissipates really quickly. So it is very flavorful when you take a drink of it, but because of that creamy head, it does balance it out, I think, pretty nicely. And the taste doesn't linger like, do you drink your coffee black?
No, I don't. But I like flavor with mine, so that's kind of why I really am enjoying this. But it smells more coffee than it tastes, and the coconut is more there for me, which I like that a lot.
I'll read the description of the Black House. This Black House, our beloved oatmeal coffee stout, nitrogenated, and packed to the gills with coconut and cocoa nibs, this result is a decadent symphony of chocolate and coffee laced with luscious notes of coconut and a mouthful so luxurious it's like drinking a velvet painting. It's a stunning display of liquid elegance best enjoyed while wearing your sauciest smoking jacket.
You know what?
It sounds sexual, doesn't it? Like the way that they write those?
Well, I know the guy who writes these.
Is he sexual?
Wait, did he used to write for Penthouse Forum Letters?
Possibly.
I think I recognize this guy's writing. I recognize his writing.
He's very verbose.
Did he add in there something about a 13-inch dong?
We got a 16-ounce pint. Close enough. Close enough.
The 13-inch dong at the Black House.
It was the size of a 16-ounce pint can.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm going to have to take a drink on that.
You know what would be really funny is after one of the times wherever you're doing like a four-beer style one of these, just to get out a book and just start reading from it, because I feel like it's really hard, and you're doing a great job.
I'm not reading, you know, the text.
I wouldn't say a great job, but you're giving a strong effort. A for
better than I could have. Yeah. 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 Nitrogenated?
Dave reads and I react.
That's right. He spikes. That's how it works.
It's a much easier like that. Yeah. So when you take me out of my normal, you know, comfort zone, get a little nervous.
You're doing good.
I have performance anxiety.
We've heard.
Yeah, you should have just practiced a couple of times before you came in here.
I had one this morning. By the way, the beer we drank this morning on Beer for Breakfast, if you have not tried that, that's a fantastic Reno beer.
It is the wordiest beer name of all time, but it's very good.
Yeah, it's a...
that's the one.
The Milkshake Double IPA Pineapple Passion from Lead Dog Brewing. Good stuff. But I'm a big fan. So, like, the normal Black House, I like. I don't love it. I like it, though. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not one that I'm like, I gravitate towards every single time when I'm at the store because, it's not available year-round. But when it's available, I will pick some up, but not every single time. This Nitro, just super smooth. Like I said, I think that is an excellent description when you say it's like drinking a velvet painting. It is very, very smooth. It's very, very flavorful. I think that's an enjoyable beer overall.
I feel like I need to go out and get a cool smoking jacket just so I can wear it while I enjoy this now.
Just smoke some cigarettes just right after.
Some cigarettes? I was thinking like a pipe.
Oh, a pipe?
Yeah, some
little
classier.
Oh, a pipe with a mustache, please.
Yeah.
Handlebar.
There's nothing classy about me just sitting outside puffing on a pack of Cools after I...
Cools.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to
Camel Crushes.
I'm not allowed to have a mustache anymore.
Camel Crush.
Why?
Those were the trendy white college chick cigarettes.
Cools? That's what I first started.
Camel Crushes?
Camel Crushes. Yeah. That's what I smoked in high school.
Are those what you smoke when you still get drunk?
Yeah, of course. They remind me of like whenever I was like,
do you like
riding
pop a little thing?
Hell yeah. Oh, I do. I'm just
menthol.
I'm like, listen here. No, it's one of those things where we were riding out cut in like the country, like all the country roads, trying to like hide from everybody that we knew because I grew up in a very, very small town.
Yeah.
So it's like hiding from Mr. and Mrs. whoever going down this back road so nobody saw
us.
Like
the
with
same
our fingers
thing.
Out. The, yeah. You know what I mean? Like just dangling. Listen to like, who knows? Probably like gangster rap, honestly. Like something we shouldn't, just to mix everything. Something we should not be doing all in one.
Yeah. I remember like going down to the river, like you'd sit down by the river because there was pretty good breeze down there.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to get your clothes all smoky because you were breaking the rules by smoking in high school.
See, I never smoked in high school. The closest thing I got to was cloves. I had some friends who would occasionally get cloves, which were like black cigarettes that had this like little crinkle. Like you would light them and they would like, crackle a little bit.
It tasted like smoking potpourri. It was really
garbage.
Not good at all.
Is that like today's hipster American spirits?
No.
No, American spirits are like still like tobacco cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like cloves were like they really had like a floral taste to them, yeah, and they were black in color and they burned almost red. Like it was, they're disgusting.
Let me see if there's a definition.
Is it more like potent? I don't even know what that even is. I've never even heard of that before. Yeah,
they banned clove cigarettes in 2009.
Oh, they did?
Oh, shit.
So a decade ago. So it's been a minute since I've had one of those. But they were basically just flavored cigarettes with a whole bunch of other nasty crap in there that was probably somehow even worse than...
They banned them for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but as far as nicotine goes, you guys do cigars, though, right?
We like cigars.
Cigars,
yeah.
But you don't inhale cigars, so yeah.
Tell that to Audrey.
Oh, you did it the other night, didn't
you? I
did. You were all drunk, though.
I was feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the boss says, hey, you want a cigar? You're like, sure. Like,
and you're over there smoking like it's a giant cigarette.
Well, I was trying to learn, but the entire time we're like taught to inhale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's hard to stop.
To train your brain to do the opposite.
But if you inhale a cigar, like even if you're a seasoned smoker, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. It's not good.
Did it get you or no?
Next day it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. But
it's
like,
not always in the moment, right?
So cigars smell amazing. Like, I really enjoy
that to my fiance.
Really? Oh, I love them. But I also, like, you were talking about pipes. Like, I love the tobacco smell. Like,
I think those are night and day, though. Like, cigar smoke, when I'm smoking it, it doesn't bother me at all. But, like, if there's some guy smoking a cigar at the sports book or at a bar or whatever, you're like, oh, man.
It just depends on what it is, but usually those guys are smoking really crappy cigars. Yeah. Traditionally, it's not like
Black and Mild.
Is that even a cigar?
A white owl.
Yeah.
You know, to the pores. Cigars that you're supposed to get at gas stations that you only hollow out and throw weed in.
If you can buy them individually at a gas station, it is bad tobacco and it belongs in the trash.
I love the smell because they're leathery, and I love the smell of like an aged tobacco. I feel like that's very like it's a manly smell.
Absolutely.
And I love it. Yeah. And I'll give it to my fiance, I respect, she's got the nose of a bloodhound because I cannot smoke the cigars in the front of my house because it will
waft through, and then
there's an intake that takes everything else throughout the entire house. And then
even
though I can't smell it, she can smell it and try to be respectful.
Well, that's super respectful.
That's nice though. But she does make you shower after you smoke.
Yeah,
a cigar,
yeah.
Before
yeah,
you're allowed yeah. to, into your marital bed.
Yeah, and I'm not allowed to kiss her.
Yeah, because it lingers. I learned that. Oh my god, it does not ever get out of your mouth.
Yeah, now you know what it's like to be a hooker. Like you're like, come on, baby, just love me. And you're like, I don't want to kiss you.
Money's on the table.
Your money's on the dresser. Get out of here.
I don't have anywhere to go.
No, really, I also live here. I don't have anywhere else to go.
I just want
to
stay.
Go to the couch, you loser.
There's been a couple nights where I've smoked cigars where she's, would have probably preferred it if I would have went to the guest bedroom. But
yeah.
She hasn't made me go to the best guest bedroom because there's been nights where has she ever been to the guest bedroom.
Has she ever been? Has she done it because she's been angry with you?
No, no. It's because I'm usually
snoring or something.
It's
like
because
that.
When I smoke a cigar, especially like if I've had a couple beers as well, and when I'm heavier, I snore a lot more.
Yeah.
When I'm in that like 215 range, I don't really snore. You know, I sleep like a champ. But when I'm in the 255 range,
your breathing gets a little bit heavier.
Especially after a couple brewskis and a couple cigars, your pipes are...
The filtration system's not as good.
Yeah, it's a whistling will
start happening. Also, I don't think that it's fair to label the guest bedroom as like the you've been kicked out room, because I love my guest bedroom.
Well, but have you ever gotten into an argument and chosen to go to the guest bedroom or forced... your dude to go to the guest bedroom because you're mad at him?
No, because we actually don't do that. Our guests were like, Andrew's currently sleeping in there right now because he's sick. Like, I have like been like, go there because you're sick, blah.
Right, yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like, I want to starfish the fuck out of this bedroom. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be like all sprawled out. Yeah. Like, I've slept like crap for a couple nights and like, let me just go sleep there.
He doesn't get mad when you say like, I just want to sleep in the other room, or
no.
He doesn't feel, not maybe not mad, but like, you know.
Oh, babe, where
like,
you going?
Oh, I miss you. No, because we also have two dogs, so we share that with our two dogs too. So we don't have a king size bed, which I'm like really pulling for. I really want a king size bed.
Got to get a king size. That's
Dude,
like
it makes a difference.
Sure it does.
I could not like my when I was living with my old roommates. When I was living with Homie, I had a queen size bed. So anytime she would come over, it would like, and trying to like, we would try to sleep in that bed. It is damn near impossible. Like mm-hmm. when
you,
we go,
if you go to a hotel and they're like, oh, it's, we just have queen size bed in the you know the one bedroom room. You're like, what are you talking about?
Like why would you do
why
that?
Why would you do that?
Why?
Like, what the hell is wrong?
I need two kings.
who requested this? Who says, you know what? This bed is too big. I need a queen.
So hang on though. When you go to the guest bedroom, do you take one of the dogs with you?
Yeah, usually. Yeah. But like sometimes they. The one has to have stairs because he's so little and he's kind of chubby and can't really like jump on his own.
Yeah.
I love him. I want to squish him now thinking about him. But like, so he'll usually go with the step with the stair bed.
Yeah.
But we have one that will just like migrate from one bed to the next because he's like super like he gets like anxious. He's like, okay, how's mom? Okay, how's dad? So he'll bounce around. So yeah, no, we don't really issue the guest bedroom as the you've been exiled. And I think that's kind of okay. Just like go to it if you want to.
Sure,
and if you're mad at me, sure, go there too. But also like if it's a fucking Tuesday, I might go there as well.
Yeah, if I just want like a cold side of the pillow and be able to spread out. Sure, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I like sleeping in the same bed.
You like snuggling.
No, I don't like we can snuggle while we're watching a movie, but
snuggling is awful.
But the moment like we're ready to go to sleep, it's you go to your side of the bed and I stay on my side of the bed.
Yes.
You know. Like,
do you remember when you were younger and you thought about like what it was like to be in a relationship? You're like, I'm never gonna stop holding you, baby. Like I'm gonna cuddle with you all night. And now you're like,
sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you bang it out and you're like, dabs and you roll over. Like don't touch me. Like if I tried to like cuddle with my wife in the middle of the night, she'd be like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? Like why?
Like what's going on?
It's just hot.
What do you want from me?
Yes. You've already had your way. Just leave.
Again? No.
Yeah, no.
She's like, you know that feeling you get after you watch porn? That's how I feel right now.
I can't believe I just did this.
What am I doing with my life? God.
So are you excited, nervous? What's the emotions for you going into the marriage here?
Okay, so I am having kind of an identity crisis right now.
Why?
I want you to go home and ask your women how weird it is that you have to change your name after being.
Mine's not changed her name.
She's not.
No.
So she understands exactly how I'm feeling, Ben. It's an identity crisis in the thought of I have to change my name to your name and I'm going to literally be a totally new person in one week.
I was against it, I think, like, you know, 7-8 years ago.
We talked about this conversation
years ago. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. But then the more I thought about it and the more, like, she explained her side to
Absolutely.
Me, yeah. I got around to, you know, I'm like, I don't, and honestly, do I care? I don't care, really. It's a lot of work for her.
Only thing is for the kids, right? So like for my wife, she was like, oh, I'm absolutely doing it. Because I was like, you know, whatever. You know, I just kind of assumed that she would want to do that.
Yeah.
But that's maybe just me being old fashioned. And like if she'd actively not wanted to, then by all means, like you do you, right?
Yeah.
But for her, she's like, no, definitely, because I want our kids to have the same last name.
You can still do that, though. So
just
like,
keep the...
You know, hyphenated or something, or what?
No. We think hyphenated names are stupid.
Yeah, Andrew, too.
We hate hyphenated names, and sorry if you have a hyphenated name. That's just, you know, our thing. But if we have kids, they'll have my last name.
Right. Well, because that would be the father that's like the line or whatever.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So, you know, we had that conversation, and like for her being the profession that she's in.
Absolutely.
You know, she's been in the district for, you know, millions and millions of years. And, you know, so they,
millions.
Millions.
She's a demon. She's been alive.
She's a dinosaur.
She's very
dawn of time.
But she's worked, she spent, you know, a decade plus working, you know, in the district, and that's how people know her. And it is weird because, like, even on Facebook, like, I'll see somebody who I know, but they have a different last name. I'm like, who the hell is that?
I agree.
And especially, like, if it's in a workplace, even here at you know, Intercom, we've got a saleswoman who's changed her last name 10 years ago, but we all still call her by her maiden name because
that's how we knew her.
But if you look in the system, it's like, it's not under that.
Who are you?
Yeah. So it's weird.
So if you talk to him about this, is he like really opposed to the idea of you not changing your last name?
So here's the thing. The reason also I'm a huge, like, I'm my dad's girl. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I kind of, and I'm his only kid. So I'm kind of having a hard time too. Like, I'm the last of his legacy.
Yeah,
he's got other brothers and sisters, but like, it's not the same for me because we're just not the same,
yeah,
to put it very nicely. So it's kind of like I'm the last of his legacy. I want to be able to keep you know, my last name as a part of that. So I'm just going to drop my middle name. The hyphen isn't a thing that we're going to do either.
Oh, so you're going to move your last name to your middle name?
Yeah, okay. But...
Wait, what's your middle name? What's going
Lee
on?
Lee is my middle name.
Oh, it is Lee. Yeah. Okay, all right.
So, yeah. So Audrey Lee is what I go by on air.
Right.
But I'm going to keep my actual last name, just shift it over. But the hyphenating thing, I asked Andrew, and he was like, no, absolutely not. Do not do that. And once again, sorry if you have that. But he was just like, it's kind of emasculating almost in a way.
I don't
like,
think it's emasculating. I just think it's a pain in the ass for the kids.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I agree with that too. But it's just like
I think everyone's got their own unique family situation, yeah, and everyone should just do what's right for them, because there's not just a universal here's what works anymore, right?
He is so obsessed with being the alpha that if I thought for a second I was like, I'm not taking your last name, he probably would be like, well, give me that motherfucking ring back.
You should tell him. You should say you want him to take your last name.
Yeah. Oh, he would die.
Well, that's what you do though. Is like
that's
the negotiation,
so we've got another mutual friend.
Oh. You're like, no, let's just paper, rock, scissors to see whose last name we take.
I would absolutely die.
We've got another mutual friend who's been married for a little while, and he wanted his wife to take his last name, and she's like, no, why don't you take my last name? And that's kind of how that discussion ended
so
quickly.
Let me tell you something really fascinating, because my younger brother's getting married in May. And our last name is Farah, you know, and like Farah's
not a bad
it's
name.
A fine last
it's good
name.
Last you know, name.
It's a pretty unique last name.
It's not a shitty last name. If you had a really stupid last name, I could understand not wanting to take it.
Like right. Guy. I hate that last name.
Guy?
Yeah.
All right. So I wouldn't be a fan of that either. But, you know, whatever. Sorry if there's a Mr. or Mrs. Guy listening to this. The big fans of our Beer for Breakfast podcast.
You're great.
But like Farah's a fine last name.
Yeah,
but
fine.
So his fiance, she's a surgeon. And her last name is Justice. She's Dr. Justice.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can't change that.
No.
Right?
No.
Nope.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Dr. Farah sounds fine.
Yeah.
But Dr. Justice is like...
awesome.
The fucking coolest name ever.
Like,
you got to choose a... you're either a superhero or a villain. One of the two, right?
Or both.
And
Dr.
frankly...
Dr. Justice.
I'm Dr. Justice.
Or she could be like the next, like, Judge Judy.
I'm like, James, you should change your name... to James Justice.
He could be a porn star.
Yes.
Oh, I guarantee my gosh. Is he going to?
No, of course not. Yeah.
Do you think that there is a guy porn star named James Justice?
Ooh.
There should be.
Justice Porno.
James Justice Porno.
Not on the first page.
Okay.
So it's still...
It's available. Up for grabs.
It's available.
Oh, wait. I spelled Justice wrong.
Oh.
I forgot
is that
the
beer?
E. I forgot the E. James Justice. Ooh. There's Jim Justice.
Which
he
is short for James
He should never
Justice.
Be in porn, also. Look at that guy.
Who is this guy? He is the current governor of West Virginia.
What?
67 years old.
Wait, is he in porn,
James
too?
James Conley Justice II.
James Justice.
Oh, yeah. Come he looks like if Dick Cheney had a drinking problem.
That chin makes him look like he gargles
no,
like
he
when
like
he talks.
If Dick Cheney's drinking problem had a drinking problem.
Oh, God. I don't enjoy looking at him. Can we remove him? From my sight.
Yeah. He's like a penis with a toupee. Not a good look.
Which, by the way, I think there might be a market for that.
Yeah, maybe.
A toupee.
We were.
I mean, because look, I mean, let's be frank. Like, penises are fairly unattractive and uninviting. But like, if you're like, hey, you want to see my dick toupee? Girl, be like, all right, yeah,
a little hat for the hat.
So
why is it red? We're like, it's got a little ginger hair. It's like a pompadour.
Was it Ronald McDonald?
Yeah.
Yes,
oh
it is.
He's got clown makeup on, too.
There's so many hairstyles you can do for him, too. So, there's a market for this.
I was having this.
You just have dreads?
I can't remember who I was having this discussion with, but it was last week, and we were talking about Merkins. And if you're not familiar with Merkins, they're pubic wigs, right?
Did you just glue them on? Is that how Merkins work?
I mean, the reason why Merkins exist is because back in the 1800s, you know, the working girls would get crabs and, you know, they get rid of that. They would, you know, they would shave everything off.
Oh, okay. But it was stylish to have the hair back then.
It was it was the style back in the 1800s.
And also, can you imagine, like, if you bought, you know, time with a working girl or whatever and you were going to town? And
something starts to move.
No, just in one stroke, you just popped it off. You're like, hell yeah. Whoa, I'm awesome at this.
Oh.
But the question is, are Merkins only for women? Because it's a pubic wig. Can a man wear a Merkin?
What's the difference?
I don't know. We were befuddled and could not figure out if it's
the same
thing.
It's just a plot of skin.
Well, I know that, but I don't know it's a artificial covering for the pubic area. But I wasn't sure if it was called something else, like a mannequin.
So, well, maybe there might be a market for it for men.
I don't think that there's a market.
Well, because does your beard, is it like the same thing? You know how some guys get like patchy beards? No, like, is it like patchy down there too? It's just full dang.
So, okay, so here's the thing though. Like, there's such a double standard when it comes to care downstairs for men and women, right? Like, imagine this, like, because this probably isn't too far out of the norm, right? Like, you're hooking up with some dude, right?
Right.
It's just not really as kept as it should be.
It's a jungle.
Be.
Right.
It's a jungle down there.
And that's just to jungle.
Right. And that's just not that abnormal.
Which is,
but can you imagine?
What do you mean not abnormal? That is a I think that is an affront, and you are insulting the person you are hooking up with if you are not taking care of yourself as a man.
I don't disagree. I'm saying it's probably not that abnormal, Audrey.
More often than dudes are doing that than guys.
I'm sure not you, since you've only been with your soon-to-be husband. But any of your collegiate friends ever tell you about experiences where it wasn't maybe as well kept as it should be?
Well, I think because in the era of like from whenever, maybe it's like the same.
Manscaping is relatively new though. Like in the last 10 years, that's become a thing.
Absolutely.
No, it's been,
so I'm 27, right?
I'm 10 years older. I'm 37.
Okay, so what I'm getting at is though, if you think about it from perspective of whenever you first have sex with somebody, you know what I mean? Like you're like, okay, I have no hair. Ew, hair's gross. Yeah. Now I'm like, okay, hair means you're like a man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the transition in thought, I think, is different. Well-kept and versus unkept is a different story. Personal preference, probably.
I guess what I'm getting at is that like if a dude doesn't manscape, they should, right?
100%.
They absolutely should. But if a dude doesn't, it's not outside of the norm, like, that a dude doesn't.
I think it depends on how hairy you are as a guy, though.
Sure it does.
Most guys are pretty hairy.
Can you imagine, like, if you're hooking
blondes
up?
Blondes are not as hairy as a dark-haired,
I'm not like some guy who's got like a carpet on his back.
It's not going from your chest hair down to your ball fro. Like, I'm not talking about like a whole thing there.
I've got a bunch of AstroTurf
just straight to your nuts.
I'm not talking about a carpet from your side.
Oregon Trail from my chin down to my nether
Jesus
regions.
H. Okay, well, you're a very particular type of blonde.
Can you imagine if you...
I have hair on my chest.
Can you imagine if you went to hook up with this really attractive bikini model chick?
I would die.
And you reached into her pants and it was just like...
I mean, that doesn't ever happen.
You know,
that
it's actually on the upswing.
It's coming back.
It is.
I know it's on the upswing. I mean, I know it's trendy. But that's the thing.
It all comes down to hygiene for that. 110%
agree.
Absolutely. If we just got done hanging out at like, you know, like being from Missouri, you know, like if you were outside doing it, like we just went and putt-putted for golfed or mini golfed or something.
Or been out
ridiculous
in a bonfire for a while.
For like 3 hours, things are going to be sweaty. And that's not like, let's go take showers before we get down to the brass tacks.
Absolutely.
Like, and I would not, like, and I'm very conscious of that. I will not, like, I will shut things down if, like, I feel things are moving forward when I know I am.
You don't
not
bust,
my...
just bust out some badass Axe body spray.
Oh, my God.
Just hose the thing down.
When I'm
give a little fluff.
No. It's like when you go to one of those car washes that you do yourself with those spray things.
Some baby wipe.
And what I like and what my fiance likes are two different things. Like when I'm in shape, I prefer to like be like completely like I shave my chest. There is something to be said for guys.
Like when we choose to like, you know, it's the holidays, we're relaxing. It's not quite. But when you're feeling good about yourself,
you're keeping
the whole thing up. Right?
It's also for women too.
It's like when you buy a new car, right? Like you're taking that thing to get washed like every week. If you have like an old beater that you're not proud of,
but even still, if you got the old beater, you still should manscape as a man. And I like I said, you know, I've been doing this since I was like 17 years old,
sure,
in anticipation because it just makes it look. I'm just saying, it makes it look bigger.
It's an optical illusion.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the meme of the giraffe?
I am dead. No.
Of the giraffe poking its head out of the bushes.
Yeah.
And then like the giraffe with its head right in the bushes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
If you just shave down the bush, you see more of the neck,
yeah,
if
okay,
you will.
Okay, but here's the thing. So we're talking about like upkeeping, manscaping, whatever. So like it's like Do you shave it all? You shave it all off. I'm getting.
When I am in a I don't shave it because it starts to itch, but I do the
itchy.
I got the razor. I got that guy.
So you're like a one guard.
A razor?
Not even. It's no guard on that.
No guard. No, so just it's no constant guard. Stubble. No, or you're itchy.
No, you let it get to us. You let it get back like a haircut. You know, yeah. It's about the same schedule. Well, I know I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going
just
to help.
Let it grow out and you're trim like, it on down.
Hey, Will, since you got the clippers on, just one more pass. The technology has advanced considerably for guys when it comes to stuff that's
still not where it needs to be. That's
designed for down there.
It's still not where it needs to be.
I'm just saying they specifically make and market that stuff down. Like I get an ad for the manscaping.
I heard a radio ad on the way over for one of those. So or 3 weeks ago, I was like, you know, I've been seeing these ads, and you were talking about it too. And I'm like, I went on Amazon to read
it. I bought it. I haven't used it yet.
I went on Amazon and read the reviews and said,
"We'll do a review next time for breakfast."
You bet. I haven't had a chance.
And they say it's just an overpriced marketing thing. Like it's
absolutely.
It'll still get your boys.
Well, so here's the thing, though, is that
imagine being a woman. We got to shave everything. It's awful.
No, I mean I know, but there's like but guys too. Like
we don't really know what's going on with our nuts.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Like what do you mean? Yeah. Wow! Complain. We got to do our armpits, our legs.
Yeah, so do we.
Well, not until you got to hike your leg up in the shower to get some weird kind of crevices, I don't want to hear shit.
Like,
I see my wife doing that, and she's like,
the leg up, you just see the toes.
But yeah,
the twig is taken care of.
The berries are the problem.
Where you come into.
You pretty easily shave around the trunk. Okay. It's the undercarriage.
That's the one that hurts.
And also, do you go for the grundle or not?
You do a loose pass.
You do a pass. But like you don't.
You
come around the other side too for the butt crack.
It's like you're touching your toes and you go you're out that way. That's what you gotta do.
So the little
because you got it because that's the runway, man.
That's it. The runway.
Yeah.
What kind of slip and slide are you got going on down
Aaron,
there?
Aaron, we've got some questions.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But that's one of those things that like you don't do it every time, but that's one of those things. Because I don't want to take a razor down there.
Well, so the little manscaper thing.
And I don't
want
to make somebody look at that either. I can't go to a.
Who are you bending over for?
No, I'm saying I can't go to like a.
I've had a couple of friends that like go and get the Brazilians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that there's anything. I love that guys are starting to be like way more comfortable with doing all of that. Yeah. There's nothing embarrassing with doing that at all. Pedicures, getting your grundle waxed, do it all.
The Brazilian, that's too far.
That's too far.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not getting on all fours with some stranger.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know it was all that. I'm just sitting there thinking.
Is that how Brazilians
have
it for girls?
You have to bend over. You have to be on
I've never
fours.
Had one. I don't
you
know.
Yes. Dude, to get the. Because they got to. Your butt has to go.
Open it up. Yeah.
Because there's hair there and they got to. Yeah.
And frankly, I don't even know what's back there. Like, I don't know, man. I might have some weird wart or tattoo or something.
Jewel of the Nile, man. Yeah, I don't know what's back there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm kind of. Well, now I'm sitting here thinking about your all's buttholes, so it's just like...
Actually, I bet I have a very nice butthole.
You just said you didn't even know.
I don't know. I'm going to go home and squat over a mirror.
Oh, God.
It's going to... It's going to look like that eye from Lord of the Rings.
Shut up. I'm so... Mordor.
Mordor. More like less
the back door.
The back door.
I'm sure there has to be a triple X version of The Hobbit.
there is a thing. Lord of the G-Strings.
Oh,
it's on DirecTV.
It is.
I know that. Actually, for a fact, because they always used to have it on Skinamax. Do you remember Cinemax?
Skinamax.
10 o'clock on the dot used to change. Yep. And it was Lord of the G-Strings. Literally, that's what it was called. So yes, there is.
And on that note, we shall wrap up this Beer for Breakfast podcast.
Okay.
That was mostly about porn, so porn in our buttholes, but this beer is very good.
The Black House on Nitro, man, from Modern Times. They do it again. Another solid beer.
Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Can't stop thinking about that.
Let's just
Mahoney's butthole.
Hit the stop button.
Mahoney's
stop
butthole. Butt.